Welcome to month 5. It is February 2, 2022. And we're all here. We're going to tune first.
Come here because roads are crazy. Walkways are crazy.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
We're all crazy.
Let's relax into the craziness of this time. And take a deep breath. And allow you and your body to come into coherence. And today we begin the journey into a more unconscious realm, the realm of the body, the realm of your hidden divine gems. So allow yourself to drop into that space of contemplation. Allowing those deep, delightful treasures and secrets to come forth and reveal themselves. Thank you.
It's a pretty sacred time too. It's like it was a new moon yesterday, mm-hmm. And Imbolc and
Tiger
Bridget,
year.
Tiger year. So it's just this really cool time.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day today. Yeah. Did the groundhog see the shadow?
Not in Wyerton, so spring soon.
So it's a cat running around.
So, as we have started slightly late, let's make this open sharing precise. And brag about something. We haven't seen each other for 2 weeks. Or a challenge that you faced.
Or a challenge that you're facing, or a brag.
Yeah, I'll do a brag. I'll keep it brief. Y'all know about Mason, so that's, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how fast I was able to put up a room for, because I'm a manifesting generator, I want to give my kid a room downstairs. I had an open concept, so in a week I got a contractor here, built the wall. Tomorrow it's pink painted. He went live in it yesterday. And he went from a room in my old house of 16 by 20, massive, sharing a room with his two brothers at his dad's house, to sharing a room with his one brother at my house, to now his own room, which is only 6 by 20, it's not a huge room. It's enough for a double bed, a nightstand, a desk, his gaming stuff, dresser, and he's happier than pig and shit. But I did it in like boom, 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 up, down, and yeah, it's up. He's living. It's living.
That's so wonderful. Cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like, well done.
Oh, love it.
That's a great example of a manifesting generator's power. Once that you get that sacral hit and you go and get it done.
Yeah, and sometimes the drywall dust, like, it's hard to get the drywall dust because my house is on carpet, right? It's some hard work.
Oh.
But it was easy. It was not as bad as last time. It's no problem.
Well,
nice.
And you had a photo shoot that looked like fantastic.
Yeah.
You look really good.
See, I have nowhere to go, but I look great. Yeah, we did that this morning. I did my hair, but I got my makeup done, and then we had the photos this morning from 11 to 1:30.
Hey,
and
cool.
Yeah, I got no place to go, but I look good.
Yay. You always look good.
I was going to go visit my honey at lunch and take him a coffee. I'm like, I can't probably do that because the roads are shit. So I'm not going to drive all the way out there. And then, I just came home. That's it. That's all. Yeah.
Cool. Great. Thank you.
Nice.
Good work.
Who else? A brag or a challenge?
I'll go. Be fast. Brag is... I was contributing author in a book, and it launched today. It's already, it actually was on there since the beginning of January, so it was already at the bestseller. It was already a bestseller before today, the launch day. And it's actually very easy to be, because I have published my own book, which is a fair bit of work. Being a contributing author is pretty easy. There's not a whole, well, you know, you just have to write. Write and edit. Anyway, so that was really awesome. And I already forgot my other one. My challenge is, the other one is I call with somebody who I've been connected with for a long time who used to be an AC. And so I did her call Sunday, joined her thing, and it was about manifesting, generating more wealth. That's the target for this month, generate more wealth. So I put that out there yesterday on the call around 5:00. And around midnight last night, I had a friend who I've never exchanged bars with or anything, but I've known for like 12 years, message me and say, hey, do you still do the bars? And what do you charge? And I figured she's asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Message her back. Yep, still do it this much. Okay, I want a session with you.
Nice. Cool.
We've never even exchanged for like known each other 12, 13 years. Anyway, and the challenge is I am really... just struggling with disliking my job a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels ugh every day when I'm trying to change the energy, whether it's the remote thing. I am so open to leaving that and going to something else.
Mm-hmm.
For more money, but just more joy, more fun, more aligned with who I be. It is no longer aligned with me.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Do you want to switch jobs for more money?
Yes, or career, or I just want to receive more money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to leave the job, but I want to still have that amount or more of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If that's better wording. Done.
Yeah.
All right.
Good one.
So my brag is I've got rid of a lot of stuff. I've got a lot
Yay!
Of organization.
Woo!
I know where to find things. And challenge.
One or the other.
Oh,
all right. Or
both.
Sorry,
or
both.
Or both.
I still need to carve out time for me, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually had a little bit yesterday. It was really good.
Nice.
So
mm-hmm.
Just need more of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Nice. Thank you.
Good. This couch.
I'd say my challenge is to have fun every day.
I like how you said that.
Like, yeah. I really need to do that.
Right.
More fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you hear what's coming up for
okay.
you.
Good.
Done?
That's it.
Okay.
Like, it's really clear.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Well, I won the lottery this week. Yeah, cash for life. So, like, forever I'm rich. And I went down to the deepest pits of hell, and I came back, and now I'm wearing mascara and I have sparkles on my face.
I
so
see
I'm
that.
I'm doing really good. And what else? Oh, my arms and my hands feel like the most pleasurable feeling I've ever experienced on Earth, and it's really amazing. What else? It's just awesome. Everything's really awesome. Well, there's that.
Love it. Yay.
Let's go. Yeah.
Woo! Cool. Nice.
And that's also your challenge, I heard?
Yeah.
Nice one. It's a good one.
I know.
Mostly just been like sitting by the pool drinking mango juice.
Wow. This must be the life.
Yes.
Mango juice. Oh, yes, I'm doing dry February.
Nice.
It's January, so I'm doing dry February. Two for two so far.
Woo-hoo. Well, it's only 28 days, so.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a good month to pick. A good month to pick.
So today, like the last 2 months, we looked at your personality sun, your life's work, and your personality earth, what you're here to learn, your evolution, what you're evolving into, okay? All of this had to do with what you do in the world.
Okay? And who you think you are, what you identify with the most.
Yeah. We're diving now into what's called the design sun and earth, which is really more of a physical imprinting. This is kind of the description of your hardware. The other stuff is the software, and this is more the hardware. The challenge with this is that it's often...
Yeah, that lingo.
Okay. For those who are techie. So it's more like... Do you understand like that the personality is like what you out there?
Okay.
Right? And the design is more how your vehicle is designed.
Okay.
Right? It's something that is just, that's just who you are. And very important in this time, you do not have to like work on it as such. You don't have to work on having an arm. You just have an arm.
It's who you're designed to be. And yet we mostly identify with the stuff that we've talked about before. That's what we identify with. But this is who we're designed to be. And both, that's why we talked about the profile, because one is the personality side and one is the body side that makes up your profile. And these two different frequencies dance together. One is more out there and one is more internal, unconscious. The one is conscious and this one is more unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to talk about tonight and the next month.
So that's your hardwired. That's how you're built. You don't have to work on it. You don't have to do anything about it other than allow it to be. And by the sheer act of contemplation, you awaken that within you. That's pretty much all you can do, to be aware and be present with it. Right? Before it's like more like, oh, look at the shadow and go to the gift and the CD. This one feels more like, be aware when you're in the shadow. That means that gift and CD is absent, but you can't work on it as such. You just be it. Does that make sense?
But we're trying to explain the unexplainable.
That is
so it's really, this part tonight is what keeps you healthy. And
mm-hmm.
I love it. It's called your radiance. So it's what is inside of you that radiates out.
And I love how Richard describes it. It's basically that who you are after enlightenment. That's what comes forth in you.
But you are already born as that.
Mm-hmm.
You are imprinted with it. This is who you are at a deep soul level.
Yeah.
The other side is more... personality and what you identify with.
Mm-hmm. And your radiance, it's called radiance because it's that it's your aura and how your aura interacts with the world. Right? So he also describes it as the music. It's very acoustic as well. It's like it's your style of music that you're playing. No?
Yeah.
I'm reading everybody's and they really...
Well, wait till you read
your thingy.
Yours.
So, I mean, but please get this. This is different from the last two. This is very much the contemplative journey.
Laura.
You have yours. Oh, you printed it out. Fantastic. So just take a bit of time and take it in. And
yeah, just take some time to read.
And let it just touch you.
It's what keeps you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and jot some notes down or highlight. This is how you create beauty. This is how you make love with the world.
So did y'all have time to read at least the top paragraph?
Yeah.
Any ahas?
And really tap into this, like you with this contemplation, you're tickling awake your genes.
Should I read the Coles notes and we
no,
get
just,
all
anything
everyone,
you just that start stood out for you guys?
Your greatest danger is the fear that you cannot handle being human and that you cannot face being with people because it overwhelms you. This was exactly yesterday for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't even handle being human. It's too much.
Mm-hmm. And so what would keep you healthy in that situation? What does it say that you need to do?
It's only going to overwhelm you if you're holding back some secret part of yourself. So, not holding back.
Mm-hmm.
But also, well, my body craves time away from people so I can reconnect to the source. So, spending time in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But,
getting
this
away.
Part about holding back some secret part of yourself, I don't get it yet.
Yeah.
I will contemplate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's your tagline?
Listening through love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has to do with the line too, right? So I need to be in one-on-one relationships with things.
Listening in love is your gene key or your gate. So that's one of your gifts, right? To listen in love and have empathy. And then line two is how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That with that hermit and that need to take time for yourself and to go into nature and rejuvenate and marry your life force to something that really lights you up.
Yeah.
Those questions, like both you and Lindsay have that, and we'll go over that in a little bit. I'm going to go through the lines of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else, something that pops out for you?
Pop for me was it says your life is about experience, and if you do not open yourself to new sensory experiences, you will shrivel up. That's so true for me. Like today, one of my old friends that I used to do hip-hop dancing with messaged me, and I haven't talked to her for years now, and she was like, I'm doing tap dancing, why don't you come? And I was like, tap dancing? I want to do tap dancing. Like, why the fuck do I want to do tap dancing? I don't know, because it's fun. But like, I've never been like, I want to do tap dancing. But I'm like, why wouldn't I just like learn that? And I was like, I'm going to go get vaccinated so I can go do tap dancing. It was a brief moment of like, yeah. And then I was like, it's probably not going to happen. I'm going to shrivel up.
Aww.
No. No, I'm finding my ways.
Tap dance by Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, Zoom's not the same. The experience of being in that group situation with the other dancers.
And the floor and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I miss it so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example too of having the open head. Then someone says you want to tap dance. Yeah. And
totally
your ego is like, yeah.
I even said
and
like, where do you get tap dance shoes? Yeah.
But hey, the entertainment of the idea?
Yeah, it was entertaining for a moment. I was like, whoa, that's a thing I could do? Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So far, I haven't shriveled.
Yeah, it's quite the opposite, actually.
Must be the mango juice.
Yeah.
Sparkles and the mascara.
Yes, going to hell and coming back.
Yeah,
and
it's so rejuvenating.
Like a new experience every week.
It's so rejuvenating.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Anything that popped off the page for you?
The top one or the bottom one?
Any of it.
The top one was interesting because I used to resist change greatly. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want relationships to change. I wanted them to stay the same. Like, I resisted, which is so interesting that it says, but to respond to its rhythms as you go along, so your role is not so much as to understand where it's leading, but to respond to the rhythms and that everything is changing, follow in a deeper rhythm. And I've learned to do that. It's challenging to resist change. And so I thought that was kind of interesting that it's leading you to respond. And the bottom underline of born leader, as long as you're crystal clear about what you're promising, your reputation will grow. So just the people are drawn to that inner essence, and people said that radiance before, that inner connection. And I had Juno read doing the 3 and 5 just yesterday. So one of the things was, that's how people are attracted to me, right, Juno, is that body, seduction of the body, not the mind. So that just, I don't know if that's a part of it or not, but it's my tagline, eternally flowering spring. Is that the tagline at the top? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. Say that again. It's so beautiful.
An eternally flowering spring.
So, and that, you know, that fifth line is that seductive body that pulls people in, and your aura just pulls people in to you because you have that power and presence. So,
cool. What does that do with you?
Yeah, I mean, that is where it's shining. That is, that's where I shine. I mean, many people said, man, there's just something about you. There's something special, that inner part. Like, yeah, it's not an uncommon theme in my life.
And fluorescence is this energy. It's very close to luminescence.
Yes.
So if you looked up the word in the dictionary, it's really amazing. And then the magnetism is like that, drawing the people in, and then that fluorescence, and all of these are really talking about like the light. Can you, like, all these were empathy, virtue, transfiguration, fluorescence, ecstasy, communion, light. It's all this sort of these radiant qualities. So it's the light within that keeps us healthy, but we all have a different little facet of how we kind of filter that light through our being.
Like, I can't see what other people's are because y'all are just looking at me, but I know you're reading the papers that are up on the wall.
Yeah.
I can't see what other people's are. So.
Yeah, well, Juno, we'll do Cole's notes.
Of everyone, yeah. Cool. Thank you. Anyone else?
Me was letting go of, like, I get attached to things in the past, and how it's important to let things go.
Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? Like, when I read that, I was like, what keeps you healthy is letting things go. Like, the past is important, and it's important to not hold on to the past too much.
Yeah.
Right?
And mental concepts, too. No longer let go or give away anything that no longer resonates with who you are now, and that also means mental concepts. So a regular clean out.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
And something about, especially concerns the place you live or your material possessions.
Sometimes it's like, what?
It's like, who's in my
brain? I swear we didn't write that in there.
I
Yeah, like
I seen it in the book.
No, oh,
Yeah, we sit up late at night and we come up with all this for you guys. And then we say Richard's name a lot, so.
Just wrote in. Awesome.
Thank you. Kim, is there anything for you?
I love the reminder, because I know I've seen this before, having read this, but yeah, the most important things in your life, one of the most important things is light. I need plenty of natural light where I live, which is true. My house has lots of windows, but not enough light comes in. I keep thinking I'm going to take the front awnings down over the front windows. It's like, I want more light in here. Mm. And somebody said, well, that's going to make your house hot. Yes, I don't care. And I need to live close to nature. And I know I really would, you know, I always talk about that. So, yeah. And then I'm like, my radiance is the path of the humanitarian. And it's rooted in aloneness, but it's directed towards helping people, helping others, specifically people. That was a bit of a pop for me, because I kind of thought maybe I would really like to help more the planet and animals, but apparently it's people. And I know that, because that's the thing that really rips my heart out, is people, like when stuff's going on. And I watch the truckers going, and then I start crying.
I cannot turn off the waterworks.
And when
sometimes
people like diss them, I'm like, fuck yeah. You know? And I'm like, no, step back. Don't read any of it. Don't watch it. Just don't watch any of it. Yeah. Because I can't, yeah, like reading all the division. It's like diversity, all the division going on right now.
And diversity.
That rips my heart out. All the division stuff, it just does.
Well, wait till you listen to the podcast with Michael Mead, because the division is actually necessary. It's very interesting.
I'm sure I will post that link.
I listen to it in the car. It's very good.
I don't know who Michael Mead is, so yes, I'll have to get introduced.
Yeah, I will send that a beautiful podcast that makes so much sense
at
this time.
It's
why we do what
we
do. It's why we do what we do. The two of us. It's like why we do the genius. It's like,
that's a different one.
Yeah, we just
want to.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, which one did you?
This is the apocalypse one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Anyway.
No, don't worry.
It's good.
The word's different than you think.
Okay.
It's cool.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then we digress.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Beautiful. Like, and we looked through your designs and we're very intrigued and entertained of how many gates and or keys you guys share with each other.
Mm.
So that's why we thought, let's just also for you two to hear, in particular for Laura, to hear what you guys are. Juna's going to come up with some...
What's a key?
It's a gate.
Gate key.
Or a gene key. So these numbers...
Did you say both? And I'm like, what?
No,
a key?
So,
okay.
The numbers on there is a gate or a gene key.
Yeah.
Oh.
The number.
Key. Yes.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting to just hear it through the light of somebody else in a different position. So just listen.
Oh, is that what... I was going to talk about something different.
Not the lines yet. You were just going to give Cole's notes.
No, I was just going to give Cole's notes on each of their thing, but they kind of...
Do that.
On their third one, not all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we already talked about it. Okay, I'll see how it goes. So Brenda is letting go of people and places and things that define you too solidly. You have a need to see where you have come from so that you can see where you might be going. But don't get stuck in the past. It's important to move on. The line three is, you thrive when on the move. You love travel. Your radiance is all about interaction, moving through all kinds of experiences in life. Makes you compassionate because you've gone through so many experiences in life that you help others. And so Laura, you're a line three in your other side, right? The last two months that we've gone through, you're that line three that goes through all of these experiences and then has something to show for it on the other side, that wisdom. So that line three is this wisdom. Is this good? What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to hear about us or not?
Nah. Sure. No. Skip
us. Okay. So Kim, light and close to nature.
Yeah.
You need the right environment to nurture your dreams. creating an oasis around you where others get in touch with their dreams. And the line four, which is a very networky, people-oriented thing, is reaching out and opening up the hearts of others. So it's, what's it called? What's the line? Where is she?
The line.
Where's Kim?
There. Friendship.
On the far left?
Friendship.
Second to the left, beside the mirror.
So the fourth is
friendship.
Called friendship. Okay, I just did that. And then Laura, I found it interesting that it's about family quite a bit. Your capacity to love through accepting any kind of behavior, no matter how unjust or unloving, especially with family. Your capacity to love through accepting any kind of behavior, no matter how unjust or unloving, accepting what comes and knowing that everything changes. The truth resonates deeply within you, and if you rest in that, you will become radiant and peaceful no matter what occurs to you or your family. So
that's,
it's just
powerful.
About really resting in the change. And so you do have the capacity, even though everything is really annoying right now, unloving, unjust, to be able to really accept it at a deep, deep level. So this is your unconscious. So you may not be conscious that this is a gift that you have, but you do. This is what your soul came here to be. It's one of your gifts that can accept all of this. And you have, as a line five, you have that wide impact. Don't shy away from your power. You are a born leader. Being clear with yourself and others about what you are promising, your reputation will grow. Consider how you might use your gifts to bring change and transformation to your chosen sphere. So a lot to contemplate there. Lindsay, love this. Enjoy your own body. Open up to new sensory experiences. You must throw yourself into new opportunities with heart wide open. If you make decisions from your heart, you will become radiant.
And win the lottery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you have the line two, as does Tanya, is called marriage, which is interesting. And your radiance requires biofeedback rather than existing in solitude. So you need to be really intense in an intense relationship with someone or something. Same with Tanya. It's, yeah. So, and then it's interesting, your radiance may emerge when in nature or movement or both. So I find that's really interesting. Like, those are those release valves for that intensity that comes up. Like, you want to be in this intense relationship, but go to nature, move your body to be with it better. And I love these questions. What will you marry your light force with? Powerful question. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily a person, but what do you marry your life force with? And what do you love doing, and who do you love being with? Until you give your attention to that relationship, your radiance will feel unplugged. I'm just wondering if you guys can relate to that, like that. If you're kind of half in, half out, it's, you're kind of unplugged from that power. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Tanya, regular time alone in nature, accept the suffering of the world so totally into your being that it passes right through you.
That's a key element. Mm.
So this is this gift of empathy and listening. And then we just talked about the radiance of the...
And with that, really, I want you to look at your shadows, gifts, and CDs. This is not what you're working on. This is who you naturally are. Right? It's all it takes from you is being present with it. Like, look at your CD. That's naturally oozing out of you.
So we have... Let's read it. So Kim's city is light.
Shines bright. Light.
And... Brenda's is transfiguration. Laura's is fluorescence. Lindsay's is ecstasy. Tanya's is empathy.
Mm-hmm. So when we say allow yourself to be that, do you have like a sense for that? Like,
yeah, it reminds me of when I was a kid. Like I would just, that was so natural for me.
How did it show up?
To be in that. Just to, these aren't the exact right words, but this is the closest I can think of, is just to understand and be in allowance of everybody's points of view, including the animals, including the plants.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody or thing is expressing itself in its own way, and to that's their work in the world. So if you recognize that, that's what I think of is as empathy in how it's expressed in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how are you with, because your radiance also, it's not quite the right words, but it informs almost your personality. It feeds what you do in the world, right? Your creations are nurtured by your radiance, right? That's, your radiance is the way you create beauty in the world.
Mm.
It's not how, like whether you do that through a magazine, working with people's bodies or educating people or like whatever you guys all do, right? It is, it's that juice that makes it flow and it keeps you healthy, because if that juice doesn't flow, it is as if you're constipated. And energetically you are, because that life force can't flow out of you, and then it backfires on you, and it's like, ugh. That's why it keeps you healthy, because it flows. That's who you are, that's who you're built to be.
Mm.
And
mm.
When you're not, you're encaging yourself.
Encaging? Caging.
Mm-hmm.
You're not engaging, because that's the radiance. You're encaging yourself.
Mm-hmm. And look at the gift and the city. I think the gift is a little bit more easy to reach. That's what I find.
I can see both of Tanya's, like the discernment and the empathy, when she's communicating when we're communicating on signal. As my buddy, she knew very much embody both of those with me. Because
mm-hmm.
I can see where you maybe think that you don't do that in certain aspects, but there's a whole lot of shit going on there that maybe make you not be you, but you're,
yeah.
I think maybe, that's just my perception, is that you can be totally you with me.
Yep.
And I feel both that, like the discernment of how you've looked into stuff I'm doing and also your empathy towards
mm-hmm.
me and how you
mm-hmm.
communicate with me. I totally see it.
Mm-hmm. And this is actually a point, thank you Kim for bringing that up. This is your home play, part of your home play, is to really become aware of the situations that you have created and the people that you're hanging out with. Are they bringing that gift forth in you or not? Right? Or do you feel your shadow in those situations? And what would happen if you allowed yourself to be totally, ruthlessly present in the gift in the city, particularly in those situations that don't really bring that forth?
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's who you knew naturally, that's where you're the sumo wrestler, right? You're just like, that's, nobody takes that away from you. That's who you are, even if in the not self, you're the opposite, you're still it. Right.
Yeah. It's we heard this story last night. It was a Michael Mead story, and he was talking about how, I'm gonna probably change some of the details, but when you're born, It's like you have this you have this blank slate, but it's not blank. It's say, let's say it's a wooden slate, and it's got all the etchings on it that is your imprint, that is your soul, that is all of what we're talking about now, that's imprinted on that. And then it's covered in wax. The wax part on this tablet, on this tabula rasa, is all the, it's all the stories and everything that your parents say to do, and all of the experiences, and this is who you are, and that is who you're not, and this is all of that. And then it's like, that's all you see is the what's been etched into the wax. But what you, who you really are and came to be, is what is etched into this, the wooden tablet. And I find that just really fascinating. And I probably didn't tell all the details.
It comes from the Greeks used to use tablets. And they were wood slates, like you said. And they covered it in wax. And kind of, and that's where tabula rasa comes from, that you just melt the wax and it's basically a blank slate.
Like an etch-a-sketch. And it was the original etch-a-sketch.
And people believe that a soul comes into this world as a blank slate. But when really underneath you have the wooden board that has the information in it, so that the art is to just to play with both, right? To the imprinting from your family, they write on it, and your peers write on it, you write on it, and but it's not really who you are. That underneath thing doesn't change. That's who you are.
So I think it's cool, like just thinking of like scraping off the wax and then seeing, but yeah, like we're the blank slate and we're the what's been etched in. So it just gave me a picture so that I can kind of get what this personality side and the body side is, who we really are and what's layered on top of it by conditioning in society.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work for you? Does that speak to you, that idea? I mean, it's kind of cool.
And to complete the story, tabula rasa comes from being able to erase something. It means basically clean slate.
Tabula is tablet, and rasa is erase.
Erase, mm-hmm. Yeah. Latin.
Tabula rasa, blank slate.
Yeah.
Greek. Yeah. And it's not easy to talk about this. And for me, like contemplating this for quite a while, all the time I kept forgetting, what was my radiance again? What was my, the other, the personality, the design earth? I kept forgetting it. I couldn't remember it because it's not conscious. It's who you are. It's under the wax, right? This is why we say, be with it in a contemplative mode. Just remind yourself in the morning, okay, whom? Let's bring forth more of that gift.
Mm-hmm. I find this easier than the other side.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tell me about transfiguration and transmutation. I guess that's a little different.
So, transmutation is little steps. Like,
you
clean out one box after the other, right?
Okay.
You change one pattern after the other. And at some point, there's a transfiguration where your whole room suddenly looks clean. Right, and it's actually a very powerful one in the body because it's epigenetics. But you change one pattern after the other, one belief system after the other, and suddenly, boom, your rainbow body activates.
Transfiguration is like when Jesus went up in the sky. You know, it's like you lose your earthly body and you transfigure.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the gates when you have it, that your body is apparently more able to do that, to step into the rainbow body. Do you know what the rainbow body is? The rainbow body is basically when we leave this physical body, we transcend literally the physical body, and there are some masters known that have done that, and they still have like hair or fingernails from them, and they literally still have life force to them. Like they literally disintegrate. They they walk out of their body.
Well, really,
they become
rainbow body, Brenda.
What's that?
Activate rainbow body.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
it's
a
quite
fun time.
Powerful. But I mean, eventually, I think we all will do that. But
is this like when we die? You mean, or
no?
No. Okay.
I mean, it could be seen. It is the death of the personality.
Okay.
But I think it is the next evolutionary step for humankind as well, that we become really truly beings of energy again.
Mm. And I like that grace under pressure is your tagline. So there's this super like spiritual.
I've got
no. I made a mistake there. That's the 22.
Oh,
what's say
the
that?
The next one.
Yeah.
That's one down there.
Yeah.
The 45?
No,
47.
20, yeah, 47. What keeps you? What am I reading? This one.
The 47
yeah.
keeps you healthy. So, if you're in the shadow level, you're oppressing yourself.
Yeah.
And then if you're in your higher levels, higher frequencies, you're making changes.
Mm-hmm.
So your whole thing there is about making these changes, like it's transmuting the past, right? It's transmuting the past and acknowledging your past, and it was a cool past, but not getting stuck in it, and then seeing where you solidify and like, oh, it's my parents' house, or I have to keep it the same way, or I have to keep this the same way, or I have to keep this. No, like just do those regular purges.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will keep you in that lighter body, that you will feel lighter all around. I think that's the message, and that's what transfiguration and transmutation is. It's change, and otherwise it's heavy and oppressive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you don't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, this is kind of, it's really not easy to talk about it, because as soon as it comes out of my mouth, it's not correct, but so humor me. It is a bit like, so I heard a great story today. The rainbow fish in the ocean, swimming by the coral reefs, when they're born, they're just basically plankton, they're little eggs, and they cannot swim, right? They just float in the stream. And when they come to the point where they are actually becoming fish, the sounds of the reef direct them to swim to the reef, right? But what happens with the pollution, the sound pollution of the earth, is that they can't find the reef, right? So that sound, that pulse from the reef, doesn't call them in because they can't hear it. And when you look at your life, how busy are you? How much pollution of busy do you have in your life that prevents you to fly back or to flow back to your reef? That's that. Your reef is your radiance. That's that pulse. Hey, this is who you are in the world. And it's also your, what we will go into in the next month, is the Design Earth, which is your purpose. Both of those are your, like, what do you call that? Echo pilot? Pilot? Echo something?
Echolocation.
Like, yeah, no, not quite. It's not right. But it's that pulse that calls you forth, that calls you, hello, where are you? So really notice this month how you keep yourself busy and avoid that intimacy, and how life also keeps you busy. We have created all a lifestyle that is so polluted with distractions and points of views and intensities that it is not always easy to find that. I mean, you're great that you find that so easy.
Find what?
Your radiance more easy than the
mm-hmm.
personality.
Yeah.
So build on that.
It just feels more familiar, like I've spent more time in that
mm-hmm.
in my life than the other stuff.
Beautiful. So out of all the months, these next 2 months, is really, don't let yourself be distracted.
And I think that you'll know you're distracted when you're in the shadow of this one. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, that's something.
Discord, if you're too serious, dull, into oppression and heaviness or obscurity, like, then you'll know, like, if everything, Kim, if things are obscure and don't make sense and you're all confused.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. I'm just making sure. I like the definition, so I was looking up obscure. I was looking up idealism just to get the actual definitions and write them down.
Mm-hmm. And Brenda, when things feel heavy and oppressive, you know that you're in the shadow and you're not in that lightness. So go purge something. Get rid of a thought. Get rid of a box.
Mm-hmm. From another 47, when you start beating yourself up in your head. Not a good idea.
Lindsay, when you get too serious, you know you're in that. And Laura, if you get dull and right, you're not being your fluorescence. And then Tanya, when you're in discord, when I'm in division, and Sabina's in dominance. Division and dominance. Can you see the fights that we could have?
Mm-hmm.
Divide and conquer.
So I want to hear from you guys. Do you get a sense of that contemplation and allowing that to awaken in your life? And do you see already what is challenging you to lose that pulse, the call of your reef?
Me taking the time to contemplate is hard. Not hard. I have to literally like schedule it.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to find a way to, you know, keep myself on track of doing the work. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm really good, and then I fall off, and then I get busy with I get busy with busyness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like ridiculous, and it's like, anyway, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really need to call myself back a lot.
And have the buddies call us back, and we call each other out on our stuff.
And see, this is we're living in very difficult times. Not only do we have a lot of noise and distractions, we also do not have the ritual of a tradition that keeps us on track. That's why people went to church. That's why people prayed before they have a meal. That's why our cultural traditions originally have actually helped us to create a ritual, a routine, a practice, right?
I really like rituals.
Mm-hmm. So this is part two of the home play. Do you want to talk about the practice?
Oh yeah.
That was part two.
Okay. Yeah, no, we were just talking about this because we're bringing this up in our workbook. And we have talked to you guys about having a routine or like three times a day to do the heart math breathing or something. And then we forget about it because there's so many things, right? So many things grabbing our attention. And, you know, and I was thinking if all of us here took one little thing, that's why I was writing you on Signal the other night, just take one thing or take 5 minutes. And do one of the home plays that we give you. Just do that. Like, do that once a week, once a day. 5 minutes, really all you need. But it keeps you in that pulse. It keeps you in that rhythm. And, yeah, for now, this is your church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you meet every week, and then you take a week off, and then meet every week. So it's kind of your church or whatever. But back to the practice, I do my thing where I work out every day 30 minutes, and some days it's really, really hard. I choose hard workouts and I think I'm going to die. But I keep practicing, And I think, oh, I can't do this movement. It's just way too hard, so I'll do it without weights. And so I'll practice it without weights. And then the next week I might do it with weight. And, but I keep practicing it, and I keep practicing it, and practicing it, and practicing it, and practicing it. And then one day when I need to run to somewhere down Wortley Village because our house is on fire, whatever, I don't know, I'll be able to run and I'll have the strength because I've been practicing. If I had to, I mean, it's a stupid example, but if I had to go and do, like, I have it because I've practiced, and I'm not going to get that by thinking about it or putting it off. It's just this daily practice and this commitment that's that commitment. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, when you do that practice, like even with that heart math breathing, I did it for a really long time, and then I just didn't even kind of have to do it anymore because I was just doing it kind of all the time, but then I forgot about it. But that's what happens when you practice something, then you'll start to be able to just do it. Like it'll become natural to you. Like, do you have to think about brushing your teeth, or you just do it twice a day, or what, however many times a day you do it? You don't really think about it anymore because you've practiced it so many times. You don't have to think about how you brush your teeth or how you drive your car, but because you've practiced. So it's like practicing your genius. Mm-hmm. It's practice. And it's not about getting out the paints and the brushes. It's about taking something like this and contemplating. And the simplest tools is Wild Mind Write about, take a word. What is... Mine is virtue or guidance. What does guidance mean to me? Just take a word, write about it. That's how you get to know all of these aspects. This is how you get to know what's etched on your board underneath all the wax. Is take one thing if it speaks to you, or something that Sabina or I said. It's not just all the stuff that's on this, because we say so much more stuff, but. We've been focusing on these things. So just take something out and practice it. Like the dancing, those of you who need to move your body or get out in nature, mm-hmm. go and, like, is that's your way of contemplating this. Do mm-hmm. it while you're moving. Do it.
And contemplation is not sitting still, right? You don't need to... Oh, okay.
It's not meditation.
No, it's not meditation, right? It is really that... allowing yourself that no thinking space, and it needs to be a sacred space for you that you value. And part B of that home plate, be aware of all those voices and arguments that talk you out of it, that make everything else more important, more dynamic, more whatever, I really didn't have time, blah blah blah, right? That talks you out of it. Think about in the old days, we were scared of God punishing us, that made us sit down and pray before we go to sleep. Right? We have the luxury that we don't have that anymore. We don't need to scare ourselves into our sacred practice.
That's funny. Scared and sacred, same letters of the word.
Yeah, but that is also the challenge, because we don't, and we forget, and mm-hmm. thus we then are less well, and then we don't have the energy to do what we want to do, and then we complain, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're humming in your resonance or in your radiance and in all the other things, the things that come into your life, you actually have the tools to deal with what's coming up. But if you're not connected with you and your mm. stuff comes along your way, you're just going, ah! Shadow, 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 shadow.
Mm. And I'm just thinking too, like the other piece is, even if you just practiced strategy and authority, like that's a huge piece too.
Any of anything, even if you practice something that has nothing to do with what we have talked about.
Yeah.
If you practice the art of nose picking.
No.
It doesn't matter, right? Like, it is that going into that space and tending to you. I mean, practice something that nurtures you, if that's no
speaking. Practicing your genius. It's like, what is a genius aspect that you would like to discover?
No. If that connect, the practice is connecting you with your genius, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to practice, here, I am going to transfigure you or transform you, or I have to, I will discern. Like, it's a space that gets you into that gift and CD.
So they're practicing.
You're practicing something that gets you to that space.
Do you want
to
give examples of how you do that for yourselves?
Like, for me, it's meditation. Like, really, in the morning before I start work, I do the invocation of the four elements, of really connecting with the earth, water, air, fire, and ether. In the evening, I either meditate or before I fall asleep, I really make a point to go to my sacred space and just really let go of the stuff that attached to me that I don't know, but really getting into that clear space. And during the day, I just could be doing better, but really doing the heart math.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I hear that, and I feel that voice, when I hear that voice in my head, that 47, that's like, yep, nope, I know you, shithead.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, and I'm not listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my three kind of go-to.
So the crux of home play number two is to commit to a practice.
Yes. To create and commit.
Yeah.
I already do it. I feel like I need to do more.
No.
Like, maybe more or change it.
Be creative.
Yeah.
With
well, just see what elicits your light. You know, what, like, use the stuff that we shared with you tonight on that paper.
Mm-hmm. And once you found something, how would it be if you shared it on Signal? I don't want to put the gun on your chest and say, hey, tell us now what you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be oppression.
But you know what, I see what Judith says, because like, I've been doing the Wim Hof stuff for a long time, and for a long time, like, the breathing was not hard, but like the cold showers was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually get into like a lukewarm and then turn it cold. I don't usually start it like ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
And now I find and it's taken a long time, but now I do have
mm-hmm.
a much better tolerance for cold,
because
mm-hmm. my like short 10-minute qigong in the morning outside is like, when it was minus 17 or whatever, I was wearing socks and sandals. I wasn't going barefoot, because then if I'm barefoot, I'm gonna last like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was because I'm just wearing
mm-hmm.
a t-shirt and a hoodie and sweatpants or whatever, and I tolerate it more now. And when it was minus 17, as long as I had mitts on, gloves, I could do like 10-12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like more like, okay, now my fingers are going numb, I need to go inside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry, I digress there, but
mm-hmm.
thank you. That just
mm-hmm.
reminded me, yes, if I do keep doing it, it gets easier. And even the heart math, some mornings I do it, and like, I'm doing it for like 5 minutes, and I'm at like 3.2, and I'm like, well, that sucked, but I did it. And then the next morning I might be like 4.8, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. And for me, like, I have my shadows are entropy and dislocation, like on the personality side. So this movement is crucial for my body and being. And I think I was sharing with Lindsay the other day of how I moved dislocation. I moved that dance, and it was literally 5 minutes where I was like, whoa. What is the dislocation? I was feeling like my joints disconnect, everything disconnected and moving, and it was so confusing, and I was like wandering all around the room and dislocated, and it just felt terrible. And then I was like, well, how does my elbow feel dislocated? How does my knee feel dislocated? And then I was going through all my body parts, and then how does my heart feel dislocated? And it was like my heart, and it's like, oh, my heart is moving. And then it started moving, and it turned into, my heart is this place that orients me. So I moved from my my body showed me how I moved from dislocation into orientation through my heart, through my body. So my body showed me the way. And to keep me from entropy, is this movement and this freshness.
Mm-hmm. And there is a commitment in there, right? To actually do that. You have a commitment every morning to move.
Mm-hmm.
And that commitment to yourself awakens something in you. I mean, and you all have, to some form, I'm sure, practices. Just revisit them and just brush them up maybe a little bit.
Dogs help.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they
that's
have
it.
To be walked.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the
nature,
that's my baseline.
And you've
right?
got nature and movement. Yeah, like this
yeah.
is my it's a baseline for me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more with nature. Like dogs is just that's maintenance
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need more nature. And I'm called so often to just sleep in the backyard, like in a tent. I never do it. But so often I want to sleep on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I should just do
nice.
That more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Any other inspirations?
I'm going camping in your neighbor's backyard. In my own tent.
Yeah. Yeah,
any other percolations about a fun ritual that would actually be fun to commit to and nurture you?
I really want to add contemplation.
Hmm?
Gosh forbid I go back to the course that I bought on contemplating.
Laura, anything?
One thing that I did this morning was I really like doing that wild mind writing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be, I think I'm going to pick some of these words like magnetism.
Yeah.
And just commit to, I really liked doing that wild mind writing this morning. So I think that's going to be, because sometimes I get into doing things just rote, like I got to work out, I got to, I'm like, no, I'm going to change it up. So, because then it just gets into a, you don't get the learning from, you just say, well, no, I worked out, I wrote in my journal, and I listened to a pod, like, you just go through the motions. So
mm-hmm.
I really like the variety of the wild mind writing.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And thank you for pointing that out. It's not just a routine,
mm-hmm.
right? You push yourself. It is something that is that sacred space. Think about, like, in the old days when they, like, the fear of the gods, and they really went into that space of reverence and awe and wonder, like that opening that space.
Thank you, Laura. I needed to hear that.
For what?
They're doing it as a routine or a rote.
Oh, yes. Because
I see my routines can get like that.
Checking it off the bottom,
yep.
Walk, you know, then it just, you don't get the learning from
yep.
it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just going to say something about the wild mind writing. What's, I don't know if you guys do this, but when you write for whatever the timer is, and then you highlight the words and such, or a phrase, and then you can take that phrase or that word, and then that's your next prompt for your next wild mind writing. Because what you're doing is you're following your subconscious mind into the little rivers that go off, and that's the whole point of wild mind writing, is to just follow the most outrageous kind of thoughts that you have, and then that next one is a starter phrase for the next thing. So that's, it keeps it fresh all the time, because what's in that subconscious of yours, what's underneath the wax.
Mm. Kim, you can hold me accountable to do the writing.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not every day, but
every day, girl.
3 days a week is good for me.
I'll decide what's good for you.
Okay. Try it.
I love your transformation, Laura. The queen has risen.
Can I just clarify what the third part of the whole thing was? Just to acknowledge when the negative, not self voices come, or when the bump up against resistance, or
all of the above, everything that tries to get in your way of actually
doing it,
having that reverence for yourself and with yourself, that ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice it, because they can be very convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And just smile and nod and say thank you for sharing. And just for the next 4 weeks, just do it anyway. And I recommend do something small 3 times a day. That's kind of a, that gets you into that space of remembering you are a God also. Actually,
what? You're gonna play the?
No, not play. I'm gonna ask you to read it.
Like, I don't quite know if my wild mind writes 3 times a day.
No. No, but you can.
But I can do.
Like,
I can do that once a day.
Yeah.
Or the breathing. That's
breath.
That's
yeah.
The thing that, like, before I eat, just. Just take some deep breaths and gratitude. It's really just that mindfulness before taking in food. It's how I grew up. We always prayed before a meal, but just something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never did. We did not have that in our family, but I just find myself naturally taking a moment before I eat, always.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah, maybe
there is something about food and being, because again, right,
I'm
you're taking
it or
in
Reiki or whatever, like,
mm-hmm.
I just put my hands over it,
like, where does that come
things?
From where does it come from, that impulse?
Mm-hmm.
Past lives.
I'm the last few days I've really been thinking a lot about how much is already pre-programmed and destined in myself.
That's
like the color red, for example, has come up so many times lately, and I'm so drawn to it. Like, with my mind, I do not like the color red. Doesn't do anything for me, but something in me is like red. I want red around me all the time, but I don't even really like red. But so much of my wardrobe turns out to be red. Like, red, it's everywhere around me, but I don't consciously like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So weird.
That's cool. And just to pay attention to that.
But more of that is coming up. But it makes me feel like more and more of myself is already determined. And I...
Mm-hmm.
That's
so,
a bit of a strange feeling.
Yeah.
It's actually scary
what,
how little choice we have.
Yeah, so... But you've been preaching choice to me for 10 years, so...
I know.
What? Like, I actually have so little choice, it turns out.
But
that's
the little
choice
that you do have makes all the difference.
It makes a very big difference, yeah.
Right? It's like, again, your choice is whether you live what you live from the shadow aspect or your gift aspect.
Mm.
It's a huge difference.
If you're going to enjoy... the resisting of it, or you're going to hate it.
Yeah, it's like how you're going to experience it, but like, how are you going to experience it?
Yeah.
Then that's what you have some personal agency with.
And I love this image, like, your personality is an imprint and your design is an imprint. But how you interpret those in your life,
mm-hmm.
that's your creativity. That's the creativity of your being.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally up to you. Right,
mm-hmm.
And as Lindsay puts it so well, you go from hell to heaven,
mm-hmm.
from heaven to hell, right? And that's the spectrum in which we play. That's the beauty of human life. And it doesn't matter whether you play it in hell or
mm-hmm.
you play it in heaven. It's yeah, man, this is it. If we just play in one end or the other, that's not the point. We are dancers between those polar opposites. That's where the life gets going, and that's where we edit the matrix. That's where we struggle and fight and conquer and love. Like, to really embrace that.
I mean, one of the things that Ra says, who created human design, he just says, watch the movie. We're here to watch the movie of our lives. And you just watching it unfold,
mm-hmm.
while you're in it. And it is, it's a mind bender. It totally is, and it's freaky, and exactly like Access Consciousness was all about. I can choose whatever I want. I get to choose everything.
Yeah.
The thing is, you won't. Right? Because you're not, that's not how you're built.
So where does this, and just cut me off, this is bad, like not a bad question, but just too irrelevant. Where does the law of attraction fit in on that then? Like you're putting, you know, whatever out to the universe or to the matrix, and but it's already there and you just choose it.
Sure. It's entertainment.
It's just entertainment, so it's bullshit basically.
No, it's not. It's. I mean, I have a little bit of a. I think it's a great intro. I think it's important for people to know that they have choice. I think the further you go in your journey, the more you realize how little choice you actually need. Not you have, but you need. Because you start to surrender in the beauty of life and know that whatever is perfect is coming your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I always do believe that. I'm a total Pollyanna on that belief.
Yeah. And that means the shit as well as the good stuff.
All the stuff.
Even the shit that's going on now. I'm all like,
of
this
it.
Is all going to turn out fine.
Or
at
not.
Some point.
Or
because
not.
Because if we all disintegrate, then that'll be fine too.
The idea that we need less choice is really interesting because usually more is better, right?
No.
For something like that. But
it's
not.
But
it's
I've always known that we think we have choice, like it's a superficial thing, but like have you ever tried to go to Winners to buy a white shirt?
Oh, Liz.
And then you can never find it. And you think, well, I'm choosing this. But what is there is a limited choice. It'll be the red and the blue sweaters, but I want a white button-down blouse for this concert that I have to do. And it's not there, but I'm choosing it. So it's like, that always just made me think, you know what? We are choosing within limitation all the time. What we think we're choosing is limited.
I do want to add another, like come back to this radiance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about this a long time. It's, choice is an ongoing conversation. It's huge.
I'll hit the pause button and then pick it up another time.
Come back to radiance. So this is all about like activating your genius, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you figure or find more of that etched in the board patterning of yours and you really are in reverence of yourself and celebrate that and allow it forth, it will guide you through the jungle, right? By you relaxing into it, you will find and follow your profession, your goals, whatever you want to call it. But the trick is to not attach to anything, but to just really relax into it and then allow life to present it to you, which comes back to choice, right? So when you're not in tune with your radiance or any of those things, you can literally not see it. And thus the law of attraction comes into the game. What the law of attraction does, it really kind of allows you to turn your head in the direction where it already is.
Mm-hmm.
You actually do not create any of the outer circumstances. You just perceive it, you're willing to perceive it, thus it occurs or appears to be your manifestation, but it's actually not correct. Right? It was there all along. You just happen to turn the head that way because you, like, you know when you buy a car and you suddenly see that car everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, were there these kind of cars before like that on the road? Guaranteed, yeah, absolutely, but you didn't see them. So that's the law of attraction viewed from a little different perspective, right? But do you guys get that when you, the more you become more of you, the more you have actually the capacity to see and interact with the world in a way that is correct to you, and thus there is a whole other unfolding happening.
Just
more ease.
It feels more like flowing with rather than pushing against.
Yes.
Less, less striving,
yeah.
More surrendering.
It just feels like peace.
Yeah, which does not mean that. Yeah, which does not necessarily mean that your life is going to be pretty and pink. Because some of us have like that deep dive,
mm-hmm.
like particularly the three of us here have the deep dive into hell. That's part of our program.
Which three?
Lindsay, me, and Brenda, right?
Oh.
We're the shards, right? We built to dive into hell and bring forth the things and then say, hey, look what I found. It's like, oh, gross. Let's transform it. Great.
That's big work.
Right? So it's not that it's like, oh, we're here to eat ice cream and wear pink glasses. No, some of us wear horns and do the muddy work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And others are that. Thank you, Laura. We're pretty much through.
Okay. Night, night.
I gotta go. Good night, good night, good night. Thank you,
bye.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Till next time. Next week.
Bye.
So do you guys get that?
Yeah, that's big stuff.
It is big stuff. And I mean, this is, you guys are entering what I call usually more the higher magic, which is, it's not accessible through the mind and logic. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is more a being present with. And particularly with going more to the design side, it is a being present with rather than understanding it.
Yeah. So dance it, wild mind, right? All of those things that where you get into your body and out of your head with
mm-hmm.
them.
Now, wild mind writing is not hard to do. You just have to, you know, sometimes like, oh, I don't have 10 minutes. Well, I do 7. You can always create
exactly.
7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when I have done it, it's like when I'm going to bed, oh, I'm tired. Okay, well, get into bed with your phone, set the timer, and just go.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
yeah.
not.
And then the really
hard.
Most awesome thing comes at the last little bit, just before
mm-hmm.
the timer.
I know,
mm-hmm.
and it'll go off, and it's like I'm not done.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Lindsay, you've been quiet.
Oh, I thought I shared some jokes. Would you like me to share and tell another embellishment?
Just checking in.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's your son?
I don't really know how to answer that without... It's hard to answer that in a short...
Yeah.
He's okay. Like it's a roller coaster. The meds are, they take a while to do their thing, and you can have like negative reactions to it, and he's
yeah.
having a bit of a negative
mm-hmm.
reaction. They can worsen things for a while.
Yikes.
So we're kind of going through that. A bit.
Right into the group, hey, need a wave of energy.
Yeah.
Without needing to explain, just like, let us
vortex,
love you.
Vortex, please, or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let this group contribute to you in that. I mean, anybody, but, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, like, you know, he has read stuff on the internet about this medication, and he was like, before he started, he was like, I'm so afraid that it's, there's something called like emotional blunting that it can do.
What is that?
Where you're kind of like...
Don't feel
flat
anything?
Affect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Flat affect.
Oh,
like,
right.
Just,
you don't get highs and lows, you kind of just...
Flatline, yeah.
Yeah, so he feels different. That's for sure. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's where Oli and I are like really, we hug a lot and we talk a lot and we're really open. He like didn't want to hug me for like a week and a half.
Oh.
He's like not open to talking about anything. Yeah, it's been really strange.
Do you think he was putting you on the outside on purpose, or is it just it he doesn't have it in him?
I think it's the meds. I
yeah.
think it's doing so much, changing so much stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. It's a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if his design also needs to experience lots of different things.
Perhaps. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Although he doesn't feel like he's experiencing anything, right? He feels like he's locked in a small
mm-hmm.
bedroom and that's all he's getting out of life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Does he go to school in person?
Yeah.
Is that going okay for him?
That's going great, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, like, there's been a few days, like, there was a couple days, like, the other day he was like, I need to come home. I do not feel like myself at all.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, just come home.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a lucky guy to have you as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
He's going through some stuff for sure. Like, he really was digging into me the other night. Like, basically was telling me because of my past and the way I grew up, I'm damaged and I'm damaging him. So I sat through
it's
that.
It's always a lovely conversation to have. Oh.
Yeah. So... He's like got a lot of stuff bottled up and.
But
yeah.
At least he was talking to you about it then.
Yeah,
that
was the point
was
where he finally started like sharing some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so freaking smart. He's like.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't know if this is just because I'm not feeling great right now. We'll see how I feel when these meds like even out. Like that he can even recognize that
yeah.
sort of stuff is like
that's cool.
Like wow.
And then he also will know when it's time to not take them.
Yeah, it's I feel scared. Like it's you can't just not take them though.
No,
like,
I mean
to
wean off.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's the thing is it's like it's such a balance. Like
mm-hmm.
it's yeah.
And you're in the beginning of working
mm-hmm.
that all out and.
Yeah, apparently it takes like 4 weeks for it to kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
I think
and is this the second week or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just know that we're here. This is
yeah,
like you
yeah.
need support as well. Not
yeah.
just only support Oli, but you make sure that you have what you need
mm-hmm.
to go through this.
He's been having like a lot of panic attacks, like. And getting like weird sensations in his body
mm-hmm.
from the panic attacks. And I think it's all anxiety and panic, but feels very like concerning for him, right?
So is the meds antidepressant and
mm-hmm.
anti-anxiety?
Yeah, they're
both.
They're both. They're like supposed to be for teenagers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be both like depression and anxiety. He's not. He goes into depression from time to time, but he's definitely more of like anxiety is definitely more of like his
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a tough time, that is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Not easy.
And are you getting some time for you or like going to work? Is that feeding you or stuff like outside of work other than Oli? Like, is there anything feeding you?
I take my like mini moments, like when you're talking about creating these like rituals or whatever, I kind of decided for myself, if I have 2 minutes, I'm just doing something. Like I can't be like, I'm going to work out for an hour at this time. Like I'm literally just trying to take
little bites.
Yeah. Like if it's like, okay, I'm going down to the basement, putting music on and just dancing for like a moment. Then I'm doing that.
Good. Perfect. And that,
yeah.
that's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, considering what you're going through, you look great.
Thank you.
Even without the considering that, but...
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm like... There's been a few nights where I'm going to bed and I'm just like, my nervous system just feels like buzzed out. Like... Yeah, but somehow I managed to pull myself together, and then it goes back out again, but
mm-hmm.
I always manage to
mm-hmm.
ride the wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, it is,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Did your son journal? Would he journal or while he write?
Would
that help?
No, I've suggested it. I mean, maybe if someone else suggested it, though.
Yeah.
Like, right
hey,
now.
Oli. Here's Sabina.
Yeah.
What?
Basically,
Phidias,
everything I say is not real right now. Like, that's, like, everything I say is not true and not real, and what do I know? And
I wonder if you might use his art as, like, some sort of conduit for getting through this first 4 weeks.
He was before. He was doing a lot of, like, before he went on
the
meds.
I remember
you
saying that.
He was. He was sitting and drawing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would change, like, what comes out of him would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I can't really suggest.
It's not yours.
It's weird. It's like he's kind of being like, you're my mom, you need to guide me right now, I need guidance, but then he also does not want to hear what I have to say, and I treat him like a baby, and...
The impossible situation.
Between
a rock and the hard place for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just doing my best.
The thing is, he's the guide. He should be the guide. He's the projector, and you're the generator, so. He will be a guide for you.
And he is. Like, when he does open up to me, sometimes I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm sitting with a, like, 70-year-old man right now, and I'm a child, and you're basically telling me how life goes.
Yeah.
The other night, he was like, I want to study people's brains and why people do what they do based on their past experiences.
Wow. I can tell with Lacey and working in that field.
Yeah, I do have hope that what he's going through is giving him some sort of foundation for helping people in the future.
Yeah, guaranteed,
for sure.
Yeah. Right, that's the choicelessness, right? Life presents you with what you need, even if it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I just remember when I was 17, 18, going through panic attacks, like, it's totally informed my life now. Like,
yeah.
And you have compassion for those people who are prone to that and have that. And,
totally remember it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
It can change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
40, 30 years later.
There's so much hormonal stuff going on at his age too.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones play a big role in his, how he feels and his neurochemistry and, like,
you know, his dad got on the phone with him and gave his 2 cents about the medication and made him basically feel like shit for doing that, and then Oli was like, I don't know what is real, what is right, what is his dad needs to,
and that's life sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's
right.
But that's also, like, part of his learning is, like, being with difficult people, and, like, that's part of his in life, what he learns about too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and ultimately, it's just the wax that gets imprinted,
right?
Not the board.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that analogy.
I think it's a really. Yes. How are you guys doing with the political unfoldings? Like, are you get all good?
The what unfolding?
Political.
Like, what's happening worldwide? Worldwide.